Tes Zion Mao Cheshvan, Sunday the 9th of November, Dayan Elimelech Van Zetta, Jewish Status in Halacha. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Silverstein, Le'ilu Nishmas, David Gershon Ben Azriel Zecher Livrocha, on his first Yahrzeit.
Good morning, Chabosa. Good morning to all of you. It's always so nice to be here. Now I noticed that on my photo it doesn't say guest speaker anymore, because as most of you know, Baruch Hashem, we moved to London three months ago, so we are here. And the proof that my daughter has become a Londoner, we live in Nedjwa, this Shabbos she came to me and said, "Tati, I want to move to Golders Green." So, you see, my daughter has really become a Londoner. Both of her friends from school are here. So, Baruch Hashem, we are enjoying very much being here. Now, the subject we're going to talk about today, or try to, is Mayim Shein Lein Sof. Mayim Shein Lein Sof. Mamash. Personal status, Jewish status in Halacha, is a very complex and complicated matter. We will try and see how much we can review during the half an hour that we have. I want to quote a Gemara in Vamos Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph. Someone comes to Rabbi Yehuda and asks him the following question. He says, "What is the status of someone whose mother is Jewish and whose father is not Jewish?" Someone whose mother is Jewish and whose father is not Jewish. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda say, "Avlad kosher." Kosher, says it, the person is kosher. We will try and understand exactly what Rabbi Yehuda means when he says kosher. I'll bring different days regarding the matter. But Rabbi Yehuda paskens kosher. Okay, so the person who was asking, as it many times happens, the person was Negev Bedover. He was asking about his own personal status. His father was not Jewish and his mother was Jewish. So we see that going back 2,000 years ago, unfortunately, there was also some level of intermarriage. But he retorts, he tells Rabbi Yehuda, "Fantastic, thank you so much for telling me that I'm kosher. May I please marry your daughter?" He asks the poignant question, and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Over my dead body." That's what he says. Not a chance. So this fellow, you know, he's now in a bit of a tight spot. So he asks Rabbi Yehuda, he says, "So what should I do? What should I do?" Rabbi Yehuda answers in a fascinating and very intriguing way. Rabbi Yehuda tells this person who was asking the question, he tells like this: "Go to a far-flung, distant place where no one knows you. Don't tell anybody that your father is not a Yid. And then you can get married. No problem. No one is going to object to you getting married to their daughter in a place where they don't know you." Is it at all possible that this could happen? Listen to what the Gemara in Kiddushin says. Says the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Ein Vov Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this. Chachomim oimrim. Chachomim oimrim. Kol mishpochois becheskas kashrus hein oimdois. Every single family has a cheskas kashrus. These are the words of the Gemara in Kiddushin, Ein Vov Amud Beis. Families are becheskas kashrus. Now, what is cheskas kashrus? What exactly is cheskas kashrus? How can we define cheskas kashrus? And it is the halacha brought down by the Rambam, The Rambam brings this Le'alocha quoting verbatim from the Gemara in Yisurei Bia, Perek Yutes, Alocha Yud Zayin, Kol Mishpochus Becheskas Kashrus Umutar, as the Rambam Umutar Lisa Me'en Lekatchila. Families are Becheskas Kashrus, and you may marry into them Lekatchila. The Gemara is not telling us that we need to be choiker, that we need to be me'ayin, that we need to investigate who the marriage partner is. The Gemara is not telling us, and the Rambam is not telling us, that we should look into the family to see if they have a problem of psulei kahal, or psulei kehuna is something different. We are, Bez Hashem, going to talk about it. And this is the halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer, which is the compass, the guidelines to personal status, Shulchan Aruch brings in Siman Beis, Seif Beis, Kol HaMishpachos Becheskas Kashrus Umutar Lisameim Lekatchila. He quotes the Rambam and says, families are Becheskas Kashrus, and we may marry into them Lekatchila. It says here, listen to this, V'afal Pichen, but even though this is the halacha, imreis the beis mishpochus mitgareres zuba zutomit, if you see two families who are constantly fighting, arguing with each other, oireis a mishpochus sheibalas metza umeriva tomit, or you see a family with a very, they are troublemakers, oireita ishu marbe meriva, or one person who is always picking a fight with others, imakol, ve'az panim beyoiser, someone who is very brazen, choyshishim lahim, we are choyshish. So their behavior is indicating, according to what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us here, their behavior is indicative that they may have a shtikel tarovas in them. Their behavior is giving them away. It's the same as you see in Hilchos Shabbos, someone who doesn't eat chamim, someone who does not eat hot food on Shabbos, and that's talking, the halacha is talking specifically about Suda Shnia, because Suda Rishoina Mimela, it's warm from Erev Shabbos, but Suda Shnia, someone who does not eat warm food, the halacha says, we are choishes, that maybe he's of the tzdukim. But here the halacha is saying, if the person displays a behavior contrary to midos toivos, we choishes that maybe this person is not so kosher v'yosher. Now listen to this. The Chazon Ish in Eben Ezer, Chelek Beis, Siman Chof, writes like this, we are accustomed, and he was writing from Bnei Brak, we are accustomed to permitting marriage with people who come to the community, even if their family is not known to us at all. And we have not heard of any objection to this practice, except that we do not recommend it. If, however, the person in question is a Talmid Chochom, then it's even recommended to marry him. Rabbi, so you see what the halacha is telling us? You see what contemporary poskim are telling us? Now let me ask you this. In light of contemporary or recent events in Eretz Yisrael, recent laws that were passed in Eretz Yisrael, it flies on the face of these halachas, it flies on the face of the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because when we argue, when we, Bez Hashem, marry off our kids, we will probably have to take with us a genealogical tree showing that we're kosher v'yosher and that our offspring are becheskas kashrus. When talking about kashrus, food kashrus, many cities around the world, and certainly it is the case in London, publish a kashrus list. You have products that come with a stempel, means the Mashgiach was there throughout production. It knows from Aleph to Tav the way it happens, the way it goes, and the Basin or the Kasher's authority affix its seal onto that product. If what products which are Becheskas Kasher's? What does it mean, Becheskas Kasher's? Becheskas Kasher's works like this. The Basin or the Rav Machsher or the Mashgiach, they go to the factory and they check the factory in that specific line of production. They find no problem with it. And they say, this is kosher. This is Becheskas Kasher's. As long as nothing changes, it remains Becheskas Kasher's. Cheskas Chazoke, Chazoke, the definition of Chazoke is, to the best of our knowledge, we assume that this is the case. In Chile, whenever we wrote Teudat Yadut, a letter of Jewishness, thank you so much. Whenever we wrote a letter of Jewishness on behalf of someone who wanted to get married in a foreign country or make aliyah, we were very meticulous to word the letter saying, Ploni ben almoni u becheskas yahadus. Becheskas Yehudi. Has a chazoka that he is a Jew. Has a chazoka that he's a Jew. I'm not going back generations and generations to see if there are any psulei kahal in his lineage. To the best of our knowledge, that person is a Yid. And indeed, it is forbidden. The Halacha says it is forbidden. And this is the psak, the clear psak that was given by Rav Scheinberg, the Tzadik Begolus Livrocha. Rav Scheinberg paskens like this. Any family whose roots can be traced back to a well-known Jewish community who comes from a city with a large Jewish population can be assumed to be Jewish. There is no need to investigate whether any members of the family are Manzerim or Goyim, and one is permitted to marry into the family. Indeed, the Halacha says that we can't go looking into people's lineage to try and be Megale Manzerim, to try and expose in their lineage if there are problems on Manzerim. If the person has a Cheskas Kasherus, his Chazoka bin Koima Oimedes. But human curiosity sometimes prevents us from sticking to Shulchan Aruch, plain and simple. And causes us to go deeper and deeper and deeper into other people's lives. Not necessarily our own, because I know my lineage, so my lineage is kosher for yours, but that person, there is irurim, there are rumors that maybe that person is not Jewish, maybe that person's mother was adopted, and it gets, our curiosity gets the better of us, and we start to be me'ayin and to be choiker, that person's lineage. Now, according to this, according to what we're seeing here, that would run contrary to halacha, that would be halachically unacceptable. So you see here, going back to the first Gemara we quoted in Yevamos Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, according to the words of Rabbi Yehuda, the person can go to a different distant city. Nowadays, the world is a much, much smaller place. And even if you move, it doesn't really matter. Maybe some of your information is online and anyone has access to that. And the Batei Din now are much more meticulous in keeping a record of the families in their specific communities. But according to this, a person could go to a far-flung place and say, here I am, I'm Ploni ben Almoni, my father is Jewish, not a problem at all. I mean, the contemporary Poiskim say, the person can't lie, the person can't say my father is Jewish, but he does not need to reveal that his father is not Jewish. Now, there is a machloik is amongst contemporary Poiskim. The Tzitz Eliezer says that this is a rhetorical fact The Tzitzel Eliezer says, that stands for the Gemara, it does not stand for us. It would be incorrect. So that's the opinion of the Tzitzel Eliezer. And maybe that's the way we should go, because why should we mislead someone into believing that something is not really what it is? But surprisingly, the Stipler, writing on Yevamos, Chelek Dalet Siman Mem Dalet, writes that this Gemara can be taken on face value and can be used literally for someone who's trying to cover up a blemish in his lineage. According to the words of the Stipler, this Gemara can be used as a halacha lemaisa. By the way, I must say this. What we're learning here, I'm not paskening a halacha lemaisa. This is not necessarily the way I think. If I needed to pasken this halacha, it's not my place to pasken. We are just learning Torah. So according to the Stipler, this halacha could be taken face value, and the person could go and cover up his blemish. And indeed, we find, and why, what's the rationale behind the Stipler's reasoning? The Stipler says as follows. If you know that this blemish might prevent you from getting married, and you know that after you get married, post facto, the person will forgive you for not telling this important nekuda, but the person will be moichel you. So milekatchila, you don't need to disclose this information, and you are going to be soimich on the person's mechila after the fact. Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein, who is probably one of the poiskim who get the weirdest shilas on the face of the planet, he writes on his Sefer, V'arevno, Chelik Beis, pages 188, 190, that a boy in Eretz Yisrael got married, lovely colour. So the morning after his chasana, someone knocks on the door, and he opens the door, and it's an Arab. And this Arab says, Mabruk, which in Arabic means Mazel Tov. I just came to wish you Mazel Tov on your marriage to my daughter. So Rav Zilberstein was asked whether the marriage was a Mekach Toz. Is it a Mekach Toz or not? If we get the marriage, we've got the Ksuba, marriage is a contract. Should be much more than a contract. But the basis of the halacha is that it is a contract. And do you know, we know that a contract based on a Mekach Toz is null and void. So Rav Zilberstein was asked whether the marriage was valid or invalid. And he ruled based on this psak of the Stipler that the marriage was valid and they should carry on married. The ksuba was completely very valid and presented a problem, a potential problem of Shalom Bais that they needed to sort out, but the Ksuba was a Kusere Ksuba and they were married. Please.
What's the name of the Ksuba when you write her father and her father's name?
Very good. Excellent question. So, Milekatchila, we are very, very... Absolutely. Milekatchila, we are very, very meduyek in the Ksuba to write every single one of the names correctly. But we're not as meduyek in the Ksuba as we should be, as we must be meduyek in a get and in Kiddushin. For example, Rav Zevlev told me, Shlita told me this maise. Once he was Mesander Kiddushin at a chasana where the kala had a Jewish father and a non-Jewish mother, who had undergone a conservative conversion, and they were very, you know, proud conservative Jews. The Kala was a Chozeres B'Tshuva, and she understood what her status was. So she underwent a proper kosher geirus. Now, when she got married, Rav Zevlev was Masada Kiddushin, and he was reading the Ksuba, and the Kala said, you know, please, I do not want to aggravate my parents. Because what should you write in the Ksuba? You should write, Milakatchili, you write, Bas Avraham Avinu. Why? Because she underwent a geirus. It was not a geirus lechumer, it was a proper, full geirus. But the father was there, and you read Avraham Avinu, assuming he will pay attention to the words of the Ksuba. As it so happens, when these situations occur, the person is looking for an opportunity to point fingers. So Rav Zevlev read, he told me this, and it's recorded, so that's why I can tell you this. He read the Ksuba. The Ksuba was written Bas Avraham Avinu, and he read the Ksuba Bas Reuven. Bas Reuven. If he's why? Well, the entire din of Kriyas Ksuba is to create a hefsek between one part of the process and another part of the process. Now, we do have a shaila. If the Ksuba was written with an incorrect name, if she gave an incorrect name, then we can call this Ksuba Ksuba, in which a mistake was found, and a new Ksuba has to be provided. Though the condition stand. Why? Because we've got Vishloisha Drochim Aisha Niknes. What? Exactly. You give a ksuba, it's a ninshavu itauta. Okay. So we see here that Rav Zilberstein ruled that they could carry on and stay married. Now, we had a case in Chile, many cases in Chile, but two of them that I want to share with you, of a boy who was about to get married, and a rumor started circulating in the community that his mother was not Jewish, that she was an adoptive daughter of Auschwitz survivors who were experimented on by Mengele, Yimach Shmo Zichri, and that rendered the woman, she could not bear it, she could not have children. So there was a rumor that started, people coming to us and saying, my mother was friends with her mother, my mother told me that she remembers when she was adopted. And this boy was a Chozer B'Tshuva, and he was marrying a Chozeres B'Tshuva. Now the question is as follows. What is the halacha? Can we go and be Mistader Kiddushin? Do we need to pay attention to the rumors, or Stam Lashon Hara is Stam Lashon Hara and nothing more? So what do we do? Halacha Gimel in Shulchan Aruch says like this: Mishpacha shekara aleiha yidur, a family. People start talking about a family. They place their cheskas kashrus in doubt. Ve'ushe yaidu shnayim shenisyorev bahem mamzer oy chalal oy shesh bahem avdus harei ze sofek. Look, listen to the words of the halacha. It says Mishpacha shekara aleiha yidur, a family. But all of a sudden, rumors start spreading. Ve'ushe ya'idu shnayim. The Shulchan Aruch says, two people must come to Beis Din and be me'id, and they need to testify that this family has a problem. Rumors are stam lashon hara. We had a meeting with the Father Rabbonim in Chile, and this really split us. Halachically, half of the Vard said, this Tam Lashon Hara, we shouldn't pay attention. Half said, we can't carry on with this. So we decided to send the Shaila to Rav Osher Weiss. Most of you know Rav Osher Weiss? Someone we go by. So we decided, we asked amongst ourselves, I said, okay, we're going to send the Shaila to another Poisek. We are divided. Part. Half of us say one thing, half of us say something else. Let's, you know, get an arbiter to tell us what we should do. Fascinating tshuva, 7-page tshuva. He wrote us back. And his psak, clear psak, was Stam Lashon Hara, go ahead, it's a mitzvah to marry them off and cleanse them of any sort of evil rumors. Why? He said, you have no two Adim who came to Beis Din and said, I know for I testify here that his mother was adopted. And he said, the rumors are not sufficient to remove a person's cheskas kashrus from its place.
Absolutely.
If two Adim came forward.
Not necessarily.
Look, Ilchus Eidus, in Siman Lamed Dalet, says like this, anyone who knows a testimony on behalf of a fellow Jew, and now here we're talking on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because we are keeping Tara as a klal. The person, it's a mitzvah to come forth and testify. So if Jew Adim were to come and offer their testimony and say, this is the situation, or, and as we say in Hilchos Shabbos, klisheini mevashel mid rabbonim, klishlishi einu mevashel. Someone who comes and says, you know, my mother told me that she heard from her mother, it's already klishlishi einu mevashel. He can't offer aiders based on the pishmua. It has no validity, no bearing at all. But Rav Osher Weiss added something at the end. And that was probably to make shalom among
the Dayonim.
Exactly. You were there.
He heard from someone.
It happens sometimes, you know, it's not very frequent that we get in an argument. Okay, so he added something. He said, but, you know, after the chasana, after, listen to this. And the reason can only be to make shalom. He said, after the chasana, talk to him b'ne'imut, speak nicely to the boy, and tell him that maybe, he should undergo geiras lechumra, so that if the rumors arise again in the future, he will have something to back him up, and he will not have to suffer, you know, the agmas nefesh of his Jewishness being questioned. But after, I mean, if you are marrying them off milekatchila, it means exactly. That's what I'm saying. The whole reason why, because if you do it before, then you're saying he's possible. You're giving strength to the rumors. If you do it afterwards, the only reason why you're doing this, my take is that it was probably to quiet down those who oppose the marriage. And he, No. What? Because it's a Geiras Lechumra. No. You see? It was a Chiddush. It was a tremendous Chiddush. Now, listen to this. And, our time is almost up. I don't want to be over Gezel's man. So listen to this. Listen to the words of Ramosh Sternbuch, Shlita. No, there's Or Shulchan. Chuvas V'Anogris. Chelek Gimel, Siman Dash, Shing Dalet Dash. Okay? He was asked the following question. Din Bein Obas, Shenoldu Me'em Yehudia Ve'avgoy. Ben Obas, the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara. The mother is Jewish and the father isn't. So it says like this. It says, Kaimalom akum ve'ebet abal bas Yisrael avlad kosher. As we said, ve'ayinu dezlinan bas harem. Why? Because we go according to the mother. Look at this. Aval yesh, but there are migdoilei apoiskim or migdoilei meforshim. In the Rishonim, he's going back to the Shittas of Rishonim, the Sfira Leisha ben Tzarich Geilus, who are of the opinion that the ben, that the baby needs to undergo Geilus. Now, it's very hard to understand, because the majority of the Rishonim, you know, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, some Rishonim say, some Rishonim say that the Vlad is not kosher. Some Rishonim say that the Vlad is kosher, that the baby is kosher. And that is the majority opinion. And that is why when someone comes and says, you know, my mother is Jewish, we hold that the person is Jewish. So Rav Moshe Sternbuch explains at length in his tshuva here that when the Gemara says kosher, it says kosher b'shmiras mitzvahs. The person must keep all mitzvahs. But he says here, Aole midvareinu, what I'm reading the end of the tshuva, it says, the conclusion of what we've been talking about, Akum ve'eved abal bas Yisrael, avlad chayav mitzvahs kechol Yisrael. The Vlad, the baby, the person will be chayav mitzvahs just like any other Jew. Ve'rak le'inyan she'yeh meyuchas lisa isha b'kdushas Yisrael. But, according to the opinion of Rav Moshe Sternbuch, so that the person, when he marries, has his meyuchas, he is able to claim a lineage, a pure lineage of Kedusha. Kedushas Yisrael, ra'uy lo litvo legeiros ve'az u meyuchas. According to Rav Moshe Sternbuch, it is appropriate that person should be toivel, should go to the mikveh l'shem geirus, because that way he's going to be miyuchas after kedushas Yisrael. This is Rav Moshe Sternbuch's psak in Tshuvas V'Hanhogos, and he brings it b'shem many, many rishonim. Now, I must tell you that the majority of batei din, and Rav Moshe Sternbuch is not so happy with that behavior, the majority of batei din say that have no objection and do not require the person to undergo any sort of tevila at all. This, I just wanted to share with you the opinion of Rav Moshe Sternbuch. And I'm going to finalize for 2 minutes, even though, as I said, you know, this is Maim Sheing Lemsof, and Bez Hashem will be able to pick it up some other time. We were recently, 6-7 months ago, we did a protracted get for a woman who had been an aguna for 20 years, and Baruch Hashem, we were zoiche to participating in the project and freeing her up so that she can carry on with her life. She moved to a Scandinavian country. I'm not revealing many details, but the Iker is going to be there. She moved to a Scandinavian country from South America. There, she met a fellow South American who would go to shul on a regular basis, and he davened from a siddur, he knew Hebrew, and the Rav there said, you know, they started seeing each other, going out with each other, and the Rav there said, listen, maybe there's a possible shidduch, and so they decided that they were going to get married. And the Rav was Mesader Kiddushin, and they got married. Okay? So this Rav goes to Kinnas HaShluchim in New York, and talks to the Shaliach from the specific country where the Chosen came from, and said, you know, it was just Mesader Kiddushin for someone from your country. oh, really, what's his name? And he gives the name and said, I'm sorry, but he's a goy. So now the Masada Kiddush Singh is panicking. So he goes back to the country and says, you know, there was a problem with the Oksuba. I need the Oksuba back to be metakin something. Why? Because he said, I don't want them to have a kosher Oksuba as proof of their Jewishness. So he took the Oksuba back. They never again had the Oksuba. They were married for 10 years. It was a very, very unfortunate time for the woman. She eventually left and went back to her country. And now the problem, the question is, what is the status? Was she married to Eid? Was she married to a goy? If she was married to a goy, then she wasn't married at all. If she was married to a Eid, then she's an Ashes Ish, so long as she does not have a get, and therefore she can't remarry. Can you fathom being an Aguna married to a goy? Now, Le'alocha, they tried for 10 years, to prove that he was a goy. How can you prove someone is a goy? After, there is a concept in halacha called Ashabi Anafsha Chaticha De'isura. If someone is machzik himself as if he's something, L'chumra, you give him that din. This person came and said, I'm a yid. The Masada Kiddushin took it on face value and was Masada Kiddushin. Now the Masada Kiddushin has a problem. He's a goy. How can you prove the person is a goy? Let's say, okay, you go and you investigate his mother. And you say, his mother was not Jewish. Is that enough of a proof to say he's a goy? No. Who can testify to 100% certainty that he did not undergo gerus in a kosher basin anywhere in the world? Bezlas Hashem, we shall reconvene. Thank you so much.